Folks, hello and welcome to Tavern Chat. I am your host, your bartender in the OSR, Eric Tenkar, and this is an interesting one. D&D Beyond, and yes, I have an Eon World, Emerald up. Amazing. They've done some good reporting, gotta give them a lot of credit. And most of the good stuff actually has Morris's byline, so tip the hat. D&D Beyond cancels competition. Now, Morris's summary goes, and it's like, it literally is just like two sentences, but his summary says so much. D&D Beyond has been running an art contest which asks creators to enter D&D themed portrait frames. Okay. D&D Beyond got to use any or all the entries, while the winner and some runner-ups received some digital content as a prize. And there was backlash. And I read a lot of the backlash. And this is really, I gotta tell you, what it comes down to. If D&D Beyond was actually offering cash prizes, right? If they were offering monetary value besides digital, I think it would have been a non-issue. But they weren't. They were offering digital issues. Now, what was the big thing about a digital prize? Well, if you're a digital media company, right? If you are D&D Beyond and everything you do is digital, copying digital doesn't cost anything, right? If I give out PDFs of everything that the tavern has produced, which is, what, five releases now, two of which or pay what you want anyway. But if I give them out to you, yes, potentially I could lose a sale, right? Potentially, maybe you're not going to buy something of, well, you're not going to buy what I just gave you because now you have it. But it didn't cost me anything, okay? There's no out-of-pocket. I'm not like taking money and giving it to you. I am not printing something and handing you a physical product, okay? Digital certainly has value. There's value that goes into producing something that is digital. But the actual individual copies of a digital release don't have an individual cost associated with it. And if you don't think D&D Beyond hasn't made back their fucking money already, you're out of your mind. So, why were people upset? Well, in addition to the fact that the prizes were digital, and had really no cost for D&D Beyond, no out-of-pocket. They also retained the rights, and we'll go into this a little bit deeper, to use any and all entries. They weren't exclusive rights. You could still, I enter my wonderful framing of, I don't know, looks like, It looks like somebody did toilet paper art. I thought that would be a great way to frame your D&D character. And they went, you know what, with a prize. But you know what? We may still use this for our April Fool's release just to have fun with it. We have that right, and we don't have to compensate you because you went to this contest. That's a problem. Now, they got a lot of feedback, and then they got feedback on their decision related to the feedback. So they got a lot of feedback saying basically pay your fucking artists, right? Why? And again, if they were giving cash prizes, if they were giving prizes of, hey, we're going to give you a physical copy of everything that was released by Wizards of the Coast and 2020 and 2021 for the grand prize winner, they wouldn't have had, I think, a lot of this pushback. But when you're saying, we'll give you everything that we produced digitally at no cost to us, looks like you're fucking people over. Let's be honest. So, what happened? People pushed back. So then they had to go, oh, geez, all right, yeah, bad. Well, I guess, it sounded good when we thought about it over lunch, because it would have no cost, right? But now that we've been called on it, we understand that there's issues, and and I guess the giving us rights, because you can retain your rights to it if you wanted to make money off your stuff, you still could. Members of our community raised concerns about the contest impact on artists and designers, and the implications of running a contest to create art where only some entrants would receive a prize. That's not the issue. And that the prize was exclusively digital material on D&D Beyond. That was a huge part of the issue. Issues were similarly raised with regards to the contest terms and conditions. Why? What? Every contest has terms and conditions, which is why I don't run contests. You know, we don't run contests here. We do giveaways, and you get gifted. Though the entrants would retain ownership of their design to use in any way they saw fit, including selling, printing, reproducing, it also granted D&D Beyond rights to use submitted designs in the future. Now, what they're not saying here is rights to use submitted designs in the future without compensation. You submitted to the contest. You gave away that right to ask for compensation. You get Jack and shit. Well, just shit, because maybe Jack already left town. Wasn't that from Army of Darkness? But in any case, we have listened to these concerns, and in response, closed the competition. We'll be looking at ways we can better uplift our community while also doing fun community events in the future. Well, here is the issue that is not being spoken by D&D Beyond. You wanted people to do work. You wanted access to all of these frames. Again, they look like POG frames. I would zoom in more on this picture, but there we go. There we go. So they look like POG frames, like if you were doing digital tokens. And they're cute, right? I don't really see a use for it. But if you're an artist, giving up the right to be compensated for your work, for the opportunity to get digital compensation, is kind of scummy. Now, when I made this decision, there was pushback. Because people, likely those unskilled, likely those lesser skilled, likely those that have not been making any kind of a profit off their art, were upset they didn't get a chance to participate in the contest. And I will say this. I believe, personally, that artists in our community are generally undercompensated for the work that they do. So to compensate some at no cost to yourself as a company like D&D Beyond, which is, again, all gravy, all right, their profit margins must be huge, and then go from that, and then say, and those of you that we don't choose to get digital compensation, we can still use your stuff and never compensate you at all. That's fucked up. So this is a lesson learned for D&D Beyond, but it's a lesson learned for, I think, other, I don't want to say publishers, but other companies in our hobby who haven't maybe put themselves in this position. Yes, there are ways that you can do low-cost events that people will be excited to participate in. That's fine. But this is a no-cost event that gave you rights to everything that was entered, and that really is not doing your community a solid. All right? That is fucking your community. Now, tomorrow I'll talk about a company that actually has done very well during the pandemic of all times, go figure that, and has compensated its employees appropriately. And so that, I'll say that for tomorrow. I think we hit the 10-minute mark. We're probably already where we need to be on this one. By the way, again, huge thank you to Professor Dungeon Master for hanging out yesterday. It was a lot of fun. I'm glad you brought some members of your regular gaming group down. It was great to meet them. It's always great to meet other gamers, other members of our community, and to get other perspectives. This is something that's special about it. I have very little reach and very little influence, right? I know there's a segment of the gaming community that overstates my influence, and it's like a boogeyman. Oh, we don't have Tenkar on our side. I don't have the influence you think I do. And I'm fine with that because I'm here to work with the community and for the community. But to see somebody as talented as Professor Dungeon Master, because this is public access, right? If you ran a cable company and you had to have a public access channel, I'd like to think that we would be this channel would be one of the things that people would go, oh yeah, hey, Tenkar's Tavern, yes, I want to watch that. That production values suck, but the content is enjoyable. I get something from it. As opposed to Professor Dungeon Master, who not only does amazing content, but has high quality production values. I may learn some stuff from him later on. Don't hold your breath. It's not happening immediately. I'm not going to delve into that just yet, but you never know. Joe the Lawyer might. Joe might step up his game. Joe might start a channel. There's some whispers and talks. So if he does, you'll hear about it here first. Folks, we are still in the midst of the world of the pandemic. I say this all the time, right? I'm not a medical professional. I'm not giving you medical advice. I myself, Rach, my parents, we are vaccinated because we have certain risk factors. It was all a personal decision or a family decision. We wanted to have a herd immunity within the family unit, and that worked for us. You know your risk factors. You know your situation. Talk to a medical professional. Get professional advice when it comes to COVID. All right? Ignore the talking heads. Whether that talking head is me, but I'm not giving you medical advice, but you know what I'm saying. Whether some asshole on YouTube, talking heads on cable news, wherever, ignore them. Seek a medical professional that you trust. Get their professional opinion. Take actions and activities, precautions that protect your health and health of those that you're concerned about, that you care about. Be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice, roll them well, and knock on wood, I'll be back again tomorrow. And this time with a two thumbs up article, or entry in the news, unless something else happens in the next 24 hours, which takes that to fucking hell. Who knows? All right, folks, thank you so much. Hello, and welcome to Tavern Chat. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR. And I woke up this morning to an interesting PM. And it was showing me, if you're looking on the screen, and I know it's a little bit small, but it is the classic TSR medallion trademark graphic with the dragon intertwined with TSR. And it shows, as of 7:28, yesterday, it was abandoned after publication, which pretty much means it was approved as a trademark, that we got recognized, and the person or a company that was claiming the trademark sent a notification that they are no longer claiming the trademark. They are abandoning it. So, but wait, There's more. The TSR, where if you're an OSR gamer, you know that OSR logo from a couple of years back, the one that replicates what the old TSR block letters used to be. That one is also in the process of being abandoned. The wizard, not the wizard head, but the actual wizard, is also in the process of being abandoned. Those are the only three thus far. There are other logos that have been claimed by TSR, third edition, third generation, third iteration, whatever you want to call it. So, why would they abandon these trademarks? That they've, I mean, supposedly they recommissioned the artwork on all this stuff, right? They, to get around copyright and the idea that the images were copyright, either Wizards of the Coast or the original artists, they pretty much cloned or made simulacrums of the originals. Now, I don't know how much you could do for that blocky diagonal TSR logo, but the wizard, apparently they, I don't know, changed the number of stars in the hat or some crap like that. Why would you abandon this? Well, I heard early in the month that Hasbro / Wizards of the Coast was likely getting involved in the situation. I have no proof. I have no evidence. I have no direct knowledge. I just heard from more than two individuals who claim to have direct knowledge that Wizards of the Coast knew the situation with TSR3 and basically had a felt that some of their intellectual property rights were being violated by what TSR3 was doing. Now, does this mean that Wizards of the Coast / Hasbro got involved? I could say, could we assume such? Yeah, you can, but assumptions was this whole thing. Assumptions make an ass out of you and me. That's part of the problem. We won't know, and we probably will never know. However, trademark filings are not inexpensive. They do have a cost. And to abandon three that you were monetizing or plan to monetize and plan to lease or rent out to publishers, and it's kind of surprising. Now, what's interesting is that I believe there are, again, I said there are other visual trademarks. One of them is the wizard head, like a moon, the game wizard. I believe that one was given recent, like, final approval from the U.S. Trademark Office. I don't see any record that there's been a letter to abandon sent. So it's going to be interesting how this plays out. Again, you don't abandon a trademark. See, the original TSR trademark was abandoned because they didn't file a renewal. These are abandoned not for failure to file a renewal, for they're abandoned because, hey, listen, we don't want these. We'd like to abandon them. Interesting. Now, something that I believe I have noticed, and if you go to tankcarstavern.com, and you go to the post that I'm showing on the screen right now, which is the post from July 29th, 2021, I do have a link that allows you to check out at trademarkelite.com. It'll list all the trademarks that are currently registered under a TSR company. There's a few that have nothing to do with this TSR. But if you want to see the status on things like Blackmore and Star Frontiers if they're going to change, or the other trademarks for TSR, this is where you can go. But what's curiously missing is an actual trademark for TSR. Right, those three letters don't appear to be trademarked. Representations of TSR appear to be trademarked, but TSR itself does not. Interesting. Now, I don't know if that is an oversight by TSR3. I don't know if that is something that this site, for some reason, is missing. I don't know if that was intentional, but I find it interesting. So, folks, let me know what you think, man. I'd like to know what you all think specifically about the Star Frontiers trademark. Because a couple of years back, I mentioned this before, Evil Hat tried to trademark it. And at the very last step, they abandoned it. They made an announcement they were going to come out with a project, and then they abandoned it. So, is that going to happen this time around? If it does, I would say that's certainly a sign that Wizards of the Coast got involved. I don't know if we have enough to say that now. I think it's a logical conclusion to draw, but I don't know if we have enough evidence to connect those dots. But interesting nonetheless. It's been an interesting summer, hasn't it? Folks, on that note, we are still in the midst of the world of COVID. Things are changing, right? Supposedly, it is getting worse. There's talk about restoring mask mandates on the vaccinated. I am not telling you all what to do. I happen to be vaccinated because I was a population that was at risk with multiple comorbidities. But you know your situation better than anybody. Talk to a medical professional that you trust. Ignore the talking heads here, TV, YouTube, newspaper, wherever. Get professional advice from somebody who knows your medical situation. Okay? You can't help others unless you yourself are healthy. Be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and God willing, I'll be back again tomorrow with, I believe, Glenn Hallstrom, 8 p.m. Eastern on my birthday night. My precious, my birthday. I'll be 54. Thank you all, and I look forward to seeing you all, or at least seeing your comments. We record live tomorrow night. All right, folks. Laters. Folks, hello, and welcome to Tavern Chat. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR. We've got some news today, some good, some bad. Now, before I delve into that, we don't have sponsors, but one of the tavern regulars that hangs out on Discord with us on Thursday nights recommended face cam from Elgato, which is, I believe, Corsair, and said it was a new release, very good camera for streamers. And I've been using my built-in FaceTime camera on my iMac, and it's been fine, but this looks sharper. I mean, I don't know how sharp you want you want to see me, but this looks a lot sharper. I don't look as in your face. Oh man, if I go in your face, I need a fucking shave. I need a haircut too. I think I'm gonna go for a COVID haircut tomorrow. So, in any case, that's the background stuff. I turned off the AC because, yes, I've been listening to a lot of the recent episodes, and the AC is annoying. It will be on Wednesday night for the live streams. They're too long. I can't help it, you know. Even this, I'm feeling, I've only had it off now for, 2 minutes. But I'm trying. I brought my old mic back, trying to cut down on that the background noise. So, without further ado, we have an update on the E. Gary Gygax Jr.'s Memorial Tomb Campaign Starter Kickstarter. Isn't that a tongue fucking twister? In any case, there is an update. Now, if you remember last week's update, last week was, get off the pot. And Trollord has taken over the Kickstarter fulfillment aspect, and they were like, listen, we're going to go with what we currently have, which is pretty much the Kickstarter minimum, and publish it. And then Benoit said, give me time to get stuff out, and he gave himself a tight schedule. Well, guess what? I am pleased to announce that Benoit hit the post, at least in the first week. Greetings from the Dens. I just heard back from Benoit, and he gave me a Dropbox link to all of the appendices. I scanned them, and they are complete. These include Appendix A, Monsters and Characters, Appendix B, Special Rules, Appendix C, Handouts with 16 handouts, Appendix D, GM Cheat Sheets, Appendix E, the Ancient Temple template map with two versions of the same map, one black and white, the other color. I am very happy about this. This is another huge part of the set we can include in the box. I will look into what it is going to take to get these printed and get that started, though some of it will be laid out in its own booklet. Thank you all, Stephen and Trolls. Thank you, Benoit. All right, I mean, again, Benoit and Ernie have taken a lot of flack for this project, rightfully so. But Benoit, thank you for getting these appendices done. Anybody who on last week's share of this put their money down for 1 week, I'm sorry, the 1 week post has been hit. So now we go to week two. I don't know what Benoit has promised for week two, but if you've hit week one, week two is in play. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Now, that's the good news. Now, here's the bad news. I don't normally share links or screen shares from the blog side, which is Ten Cars Tavern. And the reason why I don't is because I'm not... odds are, if you watch this or listen to this cast, you know about the blog. It's been around for a dozen years. It's where I have shared the information I have on Brian Fitzpatrick. Brian passed over the weekend. The long story short is he was rafting on a river and on the Arkansas. He was rafting on the Arkansas River, according to Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and I guess he had an accident, and he was recovered downstream. Employees at a commercial rafting company downstream of the accident pulled Brian from the water, tried to do CPR. Emergency officials also tried CPR. It was unsuccessful. So, we lost Brian. Now, for folks that don't know who Brian is, he's Mobius Adventures, I guess, is his publishing company. When Vince Florio was reissuing Mazes and Perils, his OSR rule set, Brian helped put it together in a much more professional format. And they were business partners for a time. Brian has also worked with Gallant Knight Games. Everything I can tell about Brian, he was a good person. And we've lost somebody way too early. He was only 51. Way too fucking early. So, my prayers go out to Brian, his family, his friends, the community that he was part of. And it's a loss for all of us. So I give my sincere sympathies. When I have an update as to when and where services are, if there are, is there a place to send donations or flowers, I will share it here and update the original blog post with the information. So yeah, I know, not the news that you are looking forward to hear, but it's the news that's out there, and that's the news that we've got. So, you'll have to forgive my indulgence, but I know a lot of people that are sick, ill, and again, I really feel bad for Brian and his family. Short prayer. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May their souls and the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. That applies to anybody that's lost somebody. Again, we're in the midst of the world of COVID, and although things seem to be gotten better, it's not done yet. I am not a medical professional. Yes, I am immunized. I'm not saying what you should do. You know your health situation better than anybody else. Talk to a medical professional that you trust. Ignore the talking heads, whether on TV or online or in a newspaper, wherever. Talk to a medical professional. Explain your situation and listen to their advice. Be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. And God willing, you will be back again tomorrow. And give me feedback on the camera. I think the camera is significantly sharper. I think I'm happy with it. It's all, although, what's that? I don't know what blue we're picking up back there. Maybe my wife's gray chair? I don't know. All right, folks. On that note, I'm out of here. God bless.